First, though, have you thought about where your seafood is coming from this Christmas? As well as fresh concerns about forced labour, there are conflicting opinions about which fish are actually environmentally sustainable. Something that a lot of us think about, talk about, but how does it guide what we purchase and where? We sent RN's Tim Roxburgh to navigate the ethical minefield.
If you've ever stood in a shop before an array of fish and prawns, completely confused about which ones are good for the planet and the people who process them, don't worry. It seems even the experts have some trouble. Carissa Klein is a research fellow at the University of Queensland. She studies conservation planning.
It is very confusing to figure out what to buy in terms of buying sustainable seafood or ethically harvested sustainable seafood. And the real problem is that the labelling in Australia is not that great. So if you go to the supermarket, it's really difficult sometimes to figure out exactly what species you're buying, where it was caught, if it was farmed or wild. And that's all information that you need to make an informed choice.
RN Summer Breakfast asked her to look in her local stores to see how easy it would be to find seafood that met her definition of sustainable seafood. She went armed with a bunch of sustainable seafood guides produced by environmental organisations.
I very much sympathise with people trying to make the right choice because I went into two of the big supermarket chains, Coles and Woolworths, and I wrote down every single thing that was being sold. I couldn't actually work it out in the store. I had to go home and make a spreadsheet, and it took me about an hour to figure out what I could and could not purchase. And now I can go back and do it, but it was really difficult.
So what about if we stick with Australian seafood? It eliminates the possibility that slave labour was involved, for a start, and surely our fisheries are better managed. Carissa Klein says it's a good start.
I would say if you're going into the supermarket and if there's one thing you're going to think about and you can't be bothered to go through all these guides and make a spreadsheet, then, you know, buy Australian and buy local. That's definitely a good rule of thumb to go by, but it's not foolproof either. There are things in Australia that are not sustainably harvested, and then there's also things overseas that are sustainably harvested.
So how do we find the sustainable seafood sourced in Australia? Some experts say it's simple. Almost all the seafood caught in Australia is A-OK. One of them is Caleb Gardner. He's a fisheries scientist at the Institute for Marine and Antarctic Studies at the University of Tasmania.
Buying seafood locally is an ethical and a sustainable choice almost across the board, and it tends to be a very ethical choice, not just in terms of sustainability of stock, but in terms of just a whole suite of measures, actually, biodiversity impacts, the fact that you don't use chemicals in harvesting seafood like you might do in other forms of food production. There's no land clearing involved, no freshwater usage, which is important in Australia, very low greenhouse gas emissions, and it tends to go on.
So if almost all fish caught in Australia are sustainable, that raises questions about why there's this whole range of sustainable seafood guides and certification schemes for those fish. Well, it all comes down to what you think sustainable means. A good example here is the orange roughy. It's a fish that was badly overfished in the past. I've just downloaded an app onto my phone. It's called the Sustainable Seafood Guide. Now, it says I should never eat the orange roughy. It's got a big red no next to it. But the fisheries scientist, Caleb Gardner, begs to differ.
First of all, if fish stocks are classified as overfished, it doesn't mean that we shouldn't be eating them. That sort of sounds a bit not so obvious, but something like an orange roughy, as a species which is well known as being a stock that was fished, managed terribly in the early years, catches were far too high. It is clearly a stock now that is overfished. Southern bluefin tuna would be another one in that category. Now, both of those fish stocks have had very substantial management changes. The stocks are rebuilding very rapidly. And so now you're in a situation where, well, should we be eating those fish stocks or not? They are certainly fish stocks that are overfished, but they are no longer subject to overfishing. So they're recovering. So if you're someone who's concerned about the sustainability of fish in general, and specifically southern bluefin tuna or orange roughy as examples, those are species which now you should be happy about eating because they're animals, well, they're stocks that are healthy and there's no risk to sustainability on those species anymore.
The Australian Marine Conservation Society says some of these scientists aren't using a broad enough definition of what sustainable means. They're the organisation that produces the app I've got on my phone that's telling me not to eat the orange roughy. Josh Coates is their sustainable seafood campaigner.
we're taking possibly a more conservative approach than some other people might take to it. So if a fishery is recovering, then we want to see that it's recovered before we consider, you know, if there's a plan in place, that's well and good and that's fantastic, but we want to see that that plan is working and actually happening before we list the species as one that's good to eat. We're looking at things like ecosystem impacts as well. So not only whether or not this fish that's in question can be fished again next year and catch the same amount of fish, but also the impacts on the broader ecosystem.
But the fisheries scientist Caleb Gardner says that if people have problems with the management of a fish, they should take it up with regulators, because they're the ones who decide how many fish are taken out of the sea. They set a quota each year. Consumers who boycott a particular fish could just be making it cheaper for others to buy.
So many of our fish stocks in Australia are now managed by just total allowable catches. That means that the actual catch is capped through management. And so the choices that you make as a consumer walking into a fish shop can affect the price, will affect the demand for the product, and therefore will affect the price. If there's more of you competing for the same fish, the price gets pushed up. But it often doesn't control the amount that's taken. That's controlled separately through this limit that's put on the catches. And so what does that mean? Well, it means as a consumer, unfortunately, your ability to control what gets taken out of the sea is kind of limited, and where we need to put more pressure on is actually on the managers, and that's happened effectively in Australia.
For their part, the Australian Marine Conservation Society says that if people start asking questions about a certain fish, that could have an influence on the regulators. So where does all this leave you back in the fish shop looking at the prawns and fish? Well, that's up to what you think is sustainable and what you want to do about it. But if you want to buy according to the tougher seafood guides out there, like Carissa Klein, she's got a couple of easy picks for fish and prawns that pass her spreadsheet test.
People love barramundi. Barramundi comes from a lot of different places. It's imported in Australia. We farm it. It's wild caught. It's farmed. But the one that is a good one to choose is barramundi from Australia that's been farmed. And that's readily available in the supermarkets as well. There's a lot of different species of prawns out there. If you're going to choose one prawn, there's a certified prawn by the Marine Stewardship Council called the banana prawn. It's harvested in Australia's northern fishery, and it's wild caught. So that's three things you need to think about. The banana prawn, wild, from Australia's north.
That's Carissa Klein, research fellow at the University of Queensland, finishing that report by Tim Roxburgh.